When Moshe Rabbeinu complains about the challenges he has dealing with the Jewish people after they complain that they don't have food and that they want meat and that they miss all the luxuries of Egypt, which is an amazing feat for them to complain about since they had been tortured and persecuted for hundreds of years. Moshe Rabbeinu is at his wit's end. And God says to him, I need you to appoint leaders. And the word that God uses is Esfali Shivim Ish Mizikne Yisrael. Go collect 70 people from the Jewish people. And these are 70 people that have suffered, 70 people that have already given of themselves to Klal Yisrael. And God chooses these people on purpose because he feels those are people that could empathize. And if you could empathize, you could lead. You can feel the pain and the suffering of those people that you're leading. 100%. So God has the right people in place. But an interesting question that the Das Kenim Bali HaTosos ask is, why does it say Esvali Shivim Ish Mizikne Yisrael? It should really say Esvali Shivim I Anashim Mizikne Yisrael. The Das Kenim Bali HaTosos says, because it's important that these people are not just a group of people, but each one is an individual. And each one of these individual people has a gift that they've nurtured that will help nurture the Jewish people. I think the message of the Zaken Bali Tosos is saying something so fundamental to leadership is that leadership is not a collective of people. Because when you become a collective of people, what ends up happening is you lose your sense of individuality. It's a person who realizes that even in the group, what happens is I matter, my opinion matters, all the things I do and my actions matter. That's leadership, and that's what has to happen. I saw a beautiful quote today, yearbook, again, by Rabbi Jonathan Sacks. Good leaders make followers, great leaders make leaders. Isn't that what it's all about? If you're an Ish, and you're Ish Moshe Nav Ma'od, that's how Moshe is referred to. You're an individual that's so humble. All you care about is that I take my personal skills and I impart them into the people. I embed them into the fabric of the people. If I'm that, I'm an Ish. I'm going to be a wildly successful leader. And that kind of leader is the type of person that's not going to make just followers. It's going to be a person that's going to make fellow leaders. And that's what it is. Moshe Rabbeinu, in his frustration, he needs help. God says, we're going to pick some really good people. But those really good people, what they're going to offer you is that Ish, that individual thought, that individual mindset. And that's how they're going to take the Jewish people to the next level. Have a great day.